The summer may be over, but this year's drought isn't. Washington state officials are predicting another warmer-than-normal winter. That could mean there won't be enough snow to head off another year of drought. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt reports.
This year is on track to be the warmest in Washington's history. Little to no snowpack left streams and rivers exceptionally dry. Warm water killed migrating salmon. Some farmers left their fields fallow or saw smaller crops. Wildfires ravaged about 1 million acres across the state. And there's not much relief in sight, thanks to a predicted strong El Nino this winter. Nick Bond is the state climatologist. He says low snow that comes from that cycle will very likely drag the state into a second year of drought.
All in all, the odds are strongly tilted towards another toasty winter.
Washington Department of Ecology Director Maya Bellin says this year's drought has actually helped the state prepare for possible dry conditions next year.
We're in a much better position and in a much better place in terms of reacting to a potential drought next year based on all the work that we've been doing this year.
Bellin says the department's work to provide better stream flows for fish. It's also helped coordinate conservation information. She says the state's working with farmers to help lease water ahead of planting season in places like the agriculturally dependent Yakima Valley. I'm Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News.